Well, to me, it means retraining workers that are presently working and making, you know, those are, for the most part, a unionized job, well-paying jobs, which, you know, support their families and their communities and the province as well, with the taxes they pay. So, you know, there has to be a significant investment. And as we transition to a green economy, you know, as workers leave the fossil, or as we downsize our dependency on fossil fuels and move to a green economy, you know, our position is there has to be huge public investment in a green economy at all levels of government, federal, provincial, as well as municipal. And that, you know, it's certainly at the top of the list as we, if we want to stop the effects of fossil fuels and global warming, is we got to invest, number one, in public transit. And there's, you know, falling out of that, we've got to, governments have to make it affordable and more attractive for people to go to engines that aren't internal combustion engines, which are, you know, the electric cars, or maybe something new is going to come out, solar cars, or bad, you know, we've got the electric cars starting out now, but government has to make it more affordable for people to make that transition, which means maintaining subsidies or even increasing them on the purchases of electric vehicles. But, you know, New Brunswick is a great opportunity to create green jobs by, why can't we make solar panels in New Brunswick? Why does it got to come from out of province or even offshore? Why do the wind turbines have to come into by boat at the Port of St. John? Why can't we build them here? Why can't we be a champion in wind power?
In Canada, I think a lot of people will think of the Alberta oil sands when it comes to industrial sources of greenhouse gases, but major emitters in New Brunswick include facilities notably like the Irving Oil Refinery in St. John and NB Power's coal-fired power plant in Beldune. And the federal government has said the Beldune plant won't be able to burn coal past 2030.
There's a drop-dead date, yeah.
What's in store for workers in facilities like these?
Well, the opportunities are there, but like I said, it takes political will and it takes public investment.
Last week, the federal ministers of natural resources and labor, Jonathan Wilkinson and Seamus O'Regan Jr., announced the launch of the next round of consultations on a proposed legislation in support of a just transition. What role do you think organized labor should play in this kind of consultation process?
Labor is a significant stakeholder in any, not just transition or green economy discussions, but all discussions. I mean, you know, labor seems, organized labor specifically, and labor in general doesn't seem to be considered a stakeholder. They consult a whole lot more with business than they do with workers or those that represent workers.
Other speakers scheduled for this weekend's rally include Provincial Green Party leader David Kuhn, who told CHMA on Wednesday governments aren't acting urgently enough on the transition away from fossil fuels. He also called for a just transition, not only for workers in the energy sector, but also in the economy more generally, notably for workers whose jobs are eliminated because of automation.